This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor. Russ Collins comes by every Thursday for Cinema Chat, and it feels like a superhero Thursday, doesn't it, Russ?
It is a superhero Thursday. We've got the Captain Marvel opening up, but I want, before we talk a lot about Captain Marvel, there's other things that I want to point out.
Such as?
Never Look Away, which we opened last week, was nominated for Best Foreign Language Film, and it tells a really compelling story about Germany before, during, and after World War II. It tells the stories of, loosely based on Gerhard Richter, who's a 20th century artist, but it is a beautiful, beautifully shot film. There are things that are not beautiful in it because it includes war, but it's really worth seeing. You got to invest some time. It's about 3 hours long, but Never Look Away. Put it on your things to do list, movies to see. It's worth it. We also have cat videos, which are
cat videos
are always very important.
This is but you kind of do this every year, don't you?
That's right. It's put together by the Walker Center in Minneapolis, St. Paul, the museum, the art museum there, and they're always really interesting and fun. And there's even a little bit of money that
it's
goes
enough to turn me into a dog person.
That's right. Apollo 11 is opening up. This is a documentary about the first landing on the moon shot that happened just about 50 years ago. It is spectacular.
Yeah, this summer marks the 50th anniversary.
That's right, in July. So Apollo 11, put that on your calendar of things to see. And then Everybody Knows is the other film that we're opening up next week, and it's put together by the Iranian director, Asghar Farhadi. However, this one is set in Spain with Javier Bardem and Penelope Cruz. So it's a different take from a great director with a great cast. But we got to get started with Captain Marvel, which has gotten really great reviews, which we're happy about. The Michigan Theater specializes in award-worthy film. That's really our criterion for selecting films. Films that have either won awards or have been acclaimed through time in terms of a repertory programming, or contemporary films that we believe will show up at award ceremonies,
as
things that are recognized as award-worthy. So last year, about this time, we did Black Panther, which we thought was socially important and also award-worthy.
And turned out to be nominated everywhere.
Absolutely. That was a good choice. And Captain Marvel fits that same boat with being well-acclaimed early on and also socially important. So Captain Marvel is the story of Carol Danver, played by Brie Larson, and she's the second Captain Marvel. The story is set in the 1990s when the Earth, I don't remember this myself, but the Earth was being attacked by two alien forces, and it was up to these Marvel superheroes to save the Earth from being caught in the middle of this war that was going on between these two alien forces. It's got a great cast, Samuel L. Jackson, Ben Mendelsohn, Annette Bening, Jude Law, to name a few. The director is Anna Budin and Ryan Fleck, and they're a very interesting directing pair, and they work very collaboratively. They did the art film Half Nelson and Sugar and Mississippi Grind, and they've really fit into the Marvel kind of formula that they use.
That seems to be working quite well.
They've enlivened it and put little sleight of hand twists in it that make it really interesting. And the critical consensus is extremely strong, packed with action, humor, and visual thrills. Captain Marvel introduced is the Marvel Comics universe latest hero with the original story that makes effective use of the franchise's signature formulas. The New York Times A.O. Scott loved it. Kenneth Turin of the Los Angeles Times, it's not only heroes who can have superpowers. Movies can have them too, and you can add Captain Marvel to the small list of those that do. Really high praise from my favorite critic, Owen Gleiberman, Ann Arbor native and the chief critic for Variety, said director's booth Budin and Fleck have brought off something exciting, embracing the Marvel House style, and within that, crafted a tale that has enough tricks and moods and sleight-of-hand layers to keep us honestly absorbed. NPR's critic Glenn Weldon liked it. New York Magazine's David Edelstein liked it. It's gotten very, very, very strong reviews. Not completely, not 100%, but like 85% positive reviews. Tonight is when you can go see a preview screening of it. We've got it at the State Theater. We're very excited about that. We're looking to have some full houses there, but I would imagine
that a WEMU staffer that I know is going to be one of those standing in line.
Michael Jewett, I bet.
Will be there
comic
tonight.
Comic book guy. the other film that we're opening, two other films this week, and the other one that our team saw at Sundance, Apollo 11. It was the opening night film at Sundance. It's a documentary film that puts together a newly discovered trove of 70-millimeter film capture that happened during the flight, and 11,000 hours of uncatalogued audio recordings. Now, fortunately, you don't have to sit for 11,000 hours and listen. But in that treasure trove of audio recordings,
they created a great narrative.
It's a really interesting documentary. It's a edifying and inspiring work, and in equal measures, it's artfully repurposed in terms of the audio and visual work that's attached to it, and it tells an impossible tale. There was a movie earlier, well, late last year, called First Man that really got into how risky and scary that trip was, and how. You know, we know that they made it to the moon, landed, got off the moon, and got back safely. But as we know from Apollo 13, there's a lot of things that can go wrong. Those were brave, brave people that went out there. And it was remarkable.
Yeah, there was certainly no guarantee of a return trip.
Absolutely. So Apollo 11, a high watermark in American culture and American technology, celebrated in a really great documentary that opens tomorrow night.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair alongside Russ Collins with this week's edition of Cinema Chat.
Yeah, and then the third first-run film that we're opening up this weekend is Everybody Knows. It stars Penelope Cruz, who travels from Argentina in her small hometown there to Madrid for her sister's wedding, and she brings her two children with her. And as this movie goes on, you peel back the layers of the onion and you find very interesting, difficult family tension that exists underneath what is this family joyful celebration of a wedding. Javier Bardem is in it, and again, the reviews are quite strong. Variety says, Cruz may have the showier role, but the men, Bardem and Darren, both wind up bearing their souls in astonishing way. It's a family drama. New York Magazine liked it. The mystery becomes popcorn-chomping, compelling, each new piece of information adding shading and dimension to the true shape of the family. Nobody is above suspicion or below empathy. And that's pretty cool. You've got this mystery going on, but you've got empathetic characters, and it builds like a Hitchcock movie. So
I really like Javier Bardem. I think he can act in just
amazing.
About anything.
Absolutely. So Everybody Knows is definitely worth checking out. And then the Cat Video Festival, although these other films
so weird.
Are running, you know, all week, starting either tonight or tomorrow. The Cat Video Festival is only on Sunday, March 10th at 4 o'clock. Again, the Walker Center for the Arts in Minneapolis, St. Paul, a really highly acclaimed art museum that has a video and cinema program, has put this together every year. It's a huge hit there, and they roll it out across the country, and we are very proud to be showing it. So if you've got time on 4 o'clock on Sunday, or if you're a cat lover,
think of how much time you'll save throughout the course of the year, not having to watch those on YouTube, because you can watch them all at once.
And they're all the best, and they're high resolution as best as we can do it. So anyway, go check that out. And we benefit the Humane Society, I believe, with part of the proceeds there. We're doing a couple of series. One is female filmmakers, which we kicked off with a bunch of silent films that were made in the very early days because
it is Women's History Month.
Yep. And so A League of Their Own is going to play on Tuesday at 7 o'clock.
I love that movie.
Yeah, this is a Penny Marshall movie. And Penny Marshall was had two films. She was the first woman to have two films that grossed over $100 million, A League of Their Own and Big. So go check it out. It's about a women's softball team.
Baseball team,
yeah, and it was great. Ghost in the Shell is the anime film that we're doing on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And then continuing downtown, we still have a lot of the Oscar bait playing. So if you haven't seen Capernaum or Never Look Away or Shoplifters or The Favorite, Green Book or Free Solo, get down there and see them before they go away, because they will be going away very soon, and they're worth all seeing on the big screen.
We will look forward to seeing a movie. I imagine it will be a packed house for Captain Marvel tonight.
Yeah,
and
we're
probably right through the weekend.
Good place to celebrate with your friends and neighbors at a really great movie.
Well, a Superhero Thursday to you. On behalf of Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Captain Marvel says go to the movies, and I say ta-ta from Hollywood. Would.